You're back with Jeremy and Joe, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great food debate? Jeremy being a giant buzzkill? Joe trying to do math? Carry the one, Joe. Carry the one. Or maybe they'll recklessly label people as casuals. Let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
What an enormous spin. This one's pet peeves. 713-780-ESPN. We do this from time to time. This is a show that gets pretty annoyed. Historically, the show has gotten pretty annoyed. 713-780-3776.
Number one on my list, losing sweats today.
Yeah, we lost our both. Well, we haven't officially lost our second sweat, but we're going to lose both bets today. We're having a lousy week.
Yeah, we are.
We're minus 4.5 units, and we're about to lose 2 units today. Actually, 2.25 of a unit.
Yikes.
Yeah. Our season total is going to be down to like 1.5 units. Yeah. Actually, it's going to be about 2 units, but rough week for your boys.
Not good.
Rough week for your boys. Yeah. We need soccer to come back. We need the World Cup to begin.
Yeah.
We money make on soccer.
Yeah, I'll be texting you while you're on vacation.
Yeah.
Because it'll start.
Oh, I'm on vacation during the World Cup.
I think the first 2 days of the World Cup.
Oh, really?
So I think it's the 11th and 12th.
Oh, that's too bad. I meant to give you all my World Cup songs.
Yeah, I'll be.
I have the top World Cup songs on day one of the World Cup ready to go.
Okay.
I'll have to send that to you guys. That way y'all can use it.
Sounds good.
Yeah. A lot of Shakira.
A lot of Shakira?
She's kind of the voice of the World Cup like every year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was this a list that you
found? It's just like an anthem. It's like, they have World Cup songs.
Yeah.
You know how like NCAA March Madness has like, you know, their song during the tournament?
Like it's just a lot of Shakira?
Like Lady Gaga was Abracadabra like 2 years ago. What was it this year? I think it was like Zac Brown.
It was Zac Brown, yeah.
I forget the song, though.
It didn't really make sense.
No.
When we played it, it was like, I don't really get this.
No. Same thing with Abracadabra. Abracadabra didn't make a whole lot of sense other than like, oh, it's the magic of the tournament. But that was kind of reachy.
Yeah, it's reachy. For
like
sure.
These World Cup songs are kind of good. Like they have like international flair.
Okay.
But like Shakira's like on half of them.
Good to know.
They have like Shakira. They have like, you know, Daddy Yankee on a couple.
All right.
Pitbull is on a few.
Mr. 305.
Trinidad Cardona. Tony Braxton. Some people I've never heard of. Burna Boy.
Don't know
Jennifer Lopez.
I know that one.
Ricky Martin.
I know Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin's one is funny. It's called La Copa de la Vida, but it's kind of like she bang, she bang. Like it's like that one, but they changed the words.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
I don't think I've heard that one. Should we read it tomorrow?
Do you remember the Shakira? Oh, yeah. Tomorrow's Jorge is Jose Jorge.
Yeah.
Nah, I think it's too early.
Should we do some Shakira tomorrow?
Nah.
Okay.
Shakira does a lot of English stuff. The number one song on this list was Waka Waka when they went to Africa. You remember that one?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I think you would hear it if you had.
I would know it if I heard it.
Yeah, if you know it if I heard it. Yeah, we need. I have some Jose Jorge ready to go for tomorrow.
Can't wait.
But, yeah, if you want to suggest any, you can do that. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Glad I didn't bet with you all today. Yeah, you were smart for doing that. Mm-hmm. Getting told to do something when I was going to do it. Now I'm not going to do it. That sounds like something I would do because I'm pretty defiant. Talking pet peeves here. Brian's not here today, Junkie. Can you ask Brian to add the you can blah, blah, blah line from Tropic Thunder to the soundboard so you can use it every time y'all say unit? I don't think we're going to add that one.
Yeah. I don't think that one's going to cut it.
I don't think that one's going to make the list.
Yeah.
And plus, Brian's not here today. All right, so here's the pet peeve that I ran into yesterday. This annoys me every so often. I'm not a huge fan of when bike riders use the road.
Agreed.
There's sidewalks there, and I get that, well, we don't want to use sidewalks because we want to get in the way of the runners or the walkers. I think that's the better trade-off because you're going to annoy somebody no matter where you're at.
You are.
If you're on the sidewalk, you're going to annoy runners, joggers, walkers, dog walkers, whatever. If you're in the road, you're going to annoy motor vehicles.
Yes.
Now, there's one that can kill you. There's one that's not going to kill you, right? Sidewalk isn't going to kill anybody. The road might kill you. You know, you don't make – here's the thing with bikers. They do not respect street signs.
They don't?
Stop sign. They think they can run right through that bad boy. Why do they think that? No idea. Why aren't you honoring the rules of the road? Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you. And I always respect stop signs. I'm a big respecter of stop signs, as we all know.
Yeah.
There was a bike rider in my neighborhood yesterday, you know, in the right lane, as we always are. It's going so slow. There's a car in front of me. He has no idea what to do with his bike. Like, he doesn't know if he should go around it. The bike's, like, in the middle of the road, too. Like, he's not veering to the side. He's not, like, riding the curve. He's in the middle of the lane. So, the vehicle in front of me doesn't know whether or not to go around. Eventually, they go around, but I'm too close to the stop sign to go around. They go right through the stop sign. I'm, like, in no man's land. I do not like bike riders in the middle of the road.
No, I think it's a good one. I've in my parents' neighborhood, it feels like there seems to be a big increase in e-bikes.
Oh, yeah. Those are dangerous.
And electric scooters.
The electric scooters are terrible. We had a girl in our neighborhood that got in her crash and, like, fractured her skull.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she survived, thank goodness. Yeah. But, yeah, it's like serious head injury.
But they're doing the same thing. They're riding in the middle of the road, and the scooters do not go fast. And, like, there's a perfectly, or they're not going fast. That's the thing. Some of these things do go fast, but, like, they're following, like, I don't know the speed you're supposed to go on the road in them, but you shouldn't be on the road. Go on the sidewalk. Like, I'm with you 100%.
Sidewalk's pretty bad there, too, though.
I know, but it's better than the road. You're going 10 and a 25.
That's terrible pet peeve. Like, yeah. I don't really like it. I think they should ban those things, actually. I'm not a fan of those things. My brother was on one of those scooters. What are they? Like, those little, what do they call it? Like, birds or something? I can't remember. But, like, one of the electronic scooters.
Yeah.
I think it was in D.C. And he just got one and, like, broke his leg in half. Almost had to get amputated.
Really?
He hit a hole and, like, trapped his foot.
Oh.
Yeah, he almost had to get it amputated. And it was a very severe injury.
So, we see him, like, I'm sure you see him all the time in, like, college towns. You can, like, rent them now, like, through Uber.
Yeah.
You can just, like, pick them up. I don't really ever see anyone ride them.
Oh, I do.
I just kind of see them on the ground.
Oh, like, I see them all the time.
Okay.
I see them all the time.
Because I feel like, when we went to North Carolina, like, they were all over. Nobody was on them. They were just laying in the middle of, like, the sidewalk.
That is kind of weird how they do that.
Like, you just leave them when you're done? There's not, like, a place to take it home to, I guess?
No, what they do is, like, in the middle of the night, they'll have, like, these people who are employed that will have, like, trucks, and then they'll go put them in, like, their back of the truck, and then they'll go put them in an area where they feel are, like, popular pickup spots.
Yeah. But, like, during the day,
they're just
wherever.
Yeah. They're, like, thrown to the, like, side.
Yeah. I don't like that either.
Yeah. It doesn't look great.
No.
I'm not a fan of these things.
No, I'm not either.
Junkie, I loathe bicyclists. Get on the sidewalk, you spandexed, wearing two-wheeled bad word. Mm. That's the other thing. They're, like, dressed to the... They think they're Lance Armstrong with, like, you know, their spandex and their one cojone.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Like, what are you doing in the middle of the road, brother?
There's no reason.
Yeah. And they're going, like, 5 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Like, it's a leisurely stroll. It's ridiculous, these bike riders.
Yeah. The craziest was, like, driving through Chicago was... It's a wild experience. Because the bikers there think they have the right. Just like you're talking about here. But, like, that's, like, they're downtown. And, like, they're weaving, like, in and out of traffic. The bike lane is also the bus lane. So it's like you get, like, this – they get caught behind a bus. They start going in and out of traffic because they can't go on the sidewalk there.
Yeah.
You have to be on the road. It's terrible. It's awful.
This speaks to what this junkie's texted. The problem isn't bicyclists on the road. It's bicyclists not following laws. That's a good point. Did I tell you about the story whenever a motorcyclist wanted to fight me in L.A.?
No.
So we went to L.A. like 2 Decembers ago. Can't quite remember when. But I didn't realize that in L.A., the motorcyclists can drive in between traffic. So, you know, you have a left lane, a right lane, and the motorcyclists can drive in the middle. It's legal there. I didn't realize it was legal there. And, like, I wasn't blocking or impeding, but I didn't get over to, like, really, like, allow a space. Not that I did it intentionally. I just was unaware. And, like, the motorcyclist was, like, you know, yelling at me. And I was like, why is he yelling at me? Like, I'm just in my lane.
Yeah.
And he's like, he never said anything to me, but he was, like, whipping his, like, he had, like, a whip. It's like, whipping it at me. I was like, I'm not into that. But then he, like, got in front of me and, like, looked back and could tell that I had a rental car. And then he was like, yeah. I was like, I didn't realize that. Hard way to learn that lesson.
That's a dumb rule anyways.
Right? It's L.A. for you.
Just make them follow the rules that everyone else follows.
Junkie, I hate when my wife leaves the remote on the couch or in the bed when we have end tables. Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that either. I feel like everything should have a home, and it should be in that home. And a lot of times things don't end up in their home.
I feel like every day I come home, I'm looking for the TV remote. So
really?
I'm trying to find it.
The other day, Branham kid took the remote unintentionally up to his room overnight. And the next morning, I'm like looking all over for the remote. I was like, he literally had it the night before on right there. Like, where could this possibly be? And I finally, I just gave up. I was like, all right, we're not going to watch TV. And then when I talked to him later, I was like, what happened to the remote, bro? He's like, well, I took it to my room. Why? I don't know. Accident.
We had a interesting incident recently where Joseph must have been doing watching something on YouTube, some prank. I don't know. He put the remote in the fridge. And when I called him out on it, he laughed probably harder than I've ever heard him laugh in his life.
Did he do it on purpose?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was like, why would you do this?
That's pretty funny.
He goes, it's a joke. I'm like, I don't like this.
She gets
like,
his sense of humor from his mom.
I guess so. Yeah. But I was like, why is the remote in the fridge, dude? Like, what are you doing?
He's just hiding it from you?
Yeah.
It's just abnormal.
Yeah. I'm
like, that's funny.
Please don't do that again. Like, don't hide it somewhere where it could break.
Can it break?
I don't know.
I think it would preserve the batteries. Of
it. Maybe it would.
Yeah. Somebody said the motorcycling thing, I guess this is legal everywhere. That's called lane splitting, and generally motorcyclists are only allowed to do that when traffic is stopped. It was at a light. It was at a light. I do think the motorcyclist was correct. I didn't know the law.
I saw some guy riding in today from work. He's getting drenched. I felt bad
for
him.
Oh, that sucks.
But
it was his choice.
Yeah. Yeah. He was soaking wet. I was like, that sucks.
The motorcycle law is legal in Texas, too. I didn't know that. Motorcycles can split lanes in all of California. During rush hour, it's wild seeing them fly by you. Okay, so people are kind of, I feel like they're inconsistent, the junkies, with this law. Some people are like, yeah, you can do it everywhere. You can do it while the traffic is moving. You can only do it when traffic is stopped. I feel like most people are a little bit unfamiliar with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Rick, you're in with Jeremy and Joe. What's up, Rick?
Yeah, I've got a pet peeve.
Okay, let's hear it.
Can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, when you're riding an elevator and the door opens and you're trying to exit and people come rushing in before giving you a chance to step out.
Perfect one. Yeah,
great call.
Appreciate that, Rick. Good call on that one. That one's always annoying.
It is.
They like just storm it. Like, hey, can I get out, please? Mm-hmm. Can I throw to you another what I think should be considered like elevator etiquette 101? And I actually got into a heated debate with my friend Jeff about this.
Okay.
You know how you get, you know, the elevator shafts, they have, you know, however many elevators, maybe it's two, maybe it's four, maybe it's six, who knows? It depends on where you're at. And people will go, like, you're waiting for an elevator, right? At the elevator lobby, the bottom of the elevator lobby, maybe there's like a little front, you know, area and the elevators are in front of you. I can't stand it when people go around you to get to another elevator. You were there in line first. They're going around you trying to jump the line on an elevator that could open that's further down like the hall or the elevator lobby.
Yeah.
I think that there should be a central area where first person gets there, everybody lines up behind that person.
Yep.
When an elevator opens, like a society, we go earliest to arrive goes first. I hate the jumping of the line at the bottom of the elevator lobby to get on another elevator because you went to the correct one. Cannot stand that. Absolutely hate it. I almost got into a fight with my friend Jeff over this because he's terribly wrong and disagreed with me.
Yeah, I think you're in the right here.
It's courtesy.
Like, there's a line, especially like if there's like a wall of elevators.
Right.
And you're in the middle and the one opens up behind you.
Yeah, the person sneaks in real quick.
Yeah. And sometimes the whole line goes in. Because it's kind of like if one person does it, everyone feels like, like, I'm just going to follow this guy. I'm not really the bad person.
Yes.
Because I didn't start it. And the person who's been there waiting for an elevator ain't getting on.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Like, everybody knows the, you know, not everybody follows it, but everybody knows the, when the elevator opens, you let the people on the elevator get off before the new people get in.
Yeah.
Not everybody follows it. But I think everybody knows that elevator etiquette. My elevator etiquette, I think most people just like don't recognize, don't think it should be an etiquette. This is the thing that I want to change. I'm ever running on common sense, this is the first thing at the top of my ticket.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of people just don't care.
Probably.
Everybody's like, very selfish. My hotel room. Like,
oh, very selfish people.
Ready to go up to the office. Like, I'm taking it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm more important than you.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, everybody's entitled, right? Everybody has a sense of entitlement. Well, why would you go ahead of the person that was there in front of you? Well, I'm more important. That's why. This elevator's here, you're over there, I'm more important. My things that I need to get to are more important than the things you need to get to.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN. Junkies have a long list of pet peeves. It was what I always say. The junkies have the most pet peeves of any listenership in Houston sports radio. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
UFC Fight Night is back, and the only place to catch every punch, kick, and knockout in full-on Sports Lodge glory is at Twin Peaks. Settle in with scratch-made favorites, legendary wings, and 29-degree draft beers that hit colder than a heavyweight takedown. With wall-to-wall TVs, you won't miss a single moment of the action. It's a great time to go to a Twin Peaks to go watch the fights, all the baseball games going on, the basketball championship series is here. Same thing with hockey. There's so much to watch. You'll have all of it on in front of you, plus that great food and the cold beer when you go to a Twin Peaks. Grab your crew and make it a fight night to remember at Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
ESPN 97.5.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Must be the middle of the eighth inning at Fenway Park. 713-780-ESPN. Pet peeves. Driving on highways in Houston and two lanes merge to one, automatically causing traffic to slow or stop. I've seen plenty of space to keep two lanes going. The frustrating thing with that, too, is people don't know how to merge two lanes into one. Everybody tries to jump the line. It's a zipper. It's a zipper. One at a time from each lane. Look how easy this is. Zipper. Ooh, look how quick that is. If people that drove on the highway knew how to handle the merge lanes and went zipper format, it would reduce the average commute in Houston by at least 10 minutes.
Yeah, if not more, because it also probably leads to a ton of accidents.
Probably.
Because people don't know what they're doing.
A junkie always yield the right-of-way to pedestrians in marked or unmarked crosswalks. Yes. Yes. Had a buddy that got ticketed in Austin because he crossed the street with pedestrians but was riding his bike. If you are pedaling your bike, you are a vehicle. If you walk your bike, you're a pedestrian. Yeah, but Austin's weird. People who yield at stop signs and stop at yield signs.
Stop, man.
I feel like we should have more feel on stop signs. Like, there are certain stop signs that should be yields, quite frankly.
I agree.
I feel like we need more yields and less stops, I think.
There's one in our neighborhood that it's a three-way stop. There's a cul-de-sac with four houses in it.
Yeah.
I've never seen a car come out of there once.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever see cars in the driveway?
Sometimes.
That's weird.
But like, I'm like, this could be yields.
How do you feel about roundabouts?
They're fine.
Yeah. They're kind of intimidating if you haven't been on one in a while.
Yeah. I've definitely, like, you see people that have no idea what they're doing on them.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure.
Like,
they go inside lane to exit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't supposed to do that. Yeah. One of my biggest pet peeves is people who wait until the absolute last second to try to zipper merge for a freeway exit. I will go out of my way to make sure they miss the exit, even though it may get me shot someday. Probably will get you shot someday. There's no doubt about that. People who go through a drive-in and their window doesn't roll down, so they have to open the door. Yeah, but they have no choice about that.
Yeah, that's like that's just like cars broken.
Yeah, that's I don't agree with that one there, Junkie. I feel like you're being a little mean too. Like that's kind of out of their control.
Yeah,
and like some people can't afford a new vehicle and they're not going to buy one just because their window doesn't roll down. And is it really doing anything to you?
No.
Like, is it slowing down your wait time maybe by 30 seconds?
No.
I feel like that's, in fact, you know what? That text is now my new favorite pet peeve. I don't like that. I don't like that text. That's an elitist text.
Yeah, it's like, what are they supposed to do?
Yeah, it's messed up. I don't like that one at all. I agree with Joe. I was just in Chicago at Flex. I can count about 15 different arguments I've seen with a bicyclist in a motor vehicle and a public bus.
It's crazy.
Only time I went there, I took the subway everywhere.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Yeah, I took the train. I guess the train. They call it the train.
Yeah, the L. Yeah.
I like how the train goes straight to the airport. That's very helpful.
It is. You can be on it for a while, depending on where you're going.
Really?
Leave there, but
Apple TV, use your iPhone as the remote. Game changer. I don't like doing that. I don't like using my iPhone as the remote because I like to be on my phone a lot of times while I watch TV.
I'm going to start watching Apple TV now because I forgot to cancel my subscription.
Apple TV's got great shows.
Yeah.
I recommend Friends and Neighbors. Friends and Neighbors is very good with John Hamm. You need to watch the morning show.
Yeah, I just didn't plan on it, but then like that Cubs Astros game.
Shrinking.
Then watch
Apple TV. Apple TV's got great shows.
I got the alert that my subscription renewed yesterday. I was like,
did I tell you somebody in Pakistan was stealing my credit card identity and like purchasing Netflix?
No.
Yeah, I was looking at it the other day and like there was like 4 straight months. My bad for not catching it sooner, I guess. But there was 4 straight months where I was getting billed $20 for Netflix, which I do the ads.
Yeah.
Like I'll pay less with the ads than pay more without the ads. So mine's like what, $8.99 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And I saw it was $20. So like I called Netflix and like, yeah, somebody's like, do you know anybody from Pakistan? I was like, don't think so. And they stole my credit card information, but instead of purchasing like cool stuff that were very expensive,
Netflix.
They got 4 free months of ad-free Netflix.
That's a junkie of the day. Like that's just like a way. I mean, I guess it's like a way to like steal someone's credit card information without getting caught.
Somebody did that with my Panda Express app a few like years ago.
They just were using it.
They were like, they somehow got my credit card info, but they could only use it on Panda. So like I was like, there was like a night where they spent $100 on Panda Express in Austin. I was like, okay, that's fishy.
Like I didn't do that.
So I had to call them, and then they stole my Panda points, and I was so mad. I was so mad, and they wouldn't give me my Panda points. But then I tweeted them. Because I'm an influencer,
yeah,
and they decided I pressured them into giving me back my Panda.
You got
points.
Your Panda points.
I got my Panda points back.
Good for you,
a junkie. I love my wife to death. I get annoyed when I put something somewhere and I know I put it there. When I go look for it, she relocates to where she feels it's needed to be placed. Yeah, I think all wives do that
because it's like that's kind of on you.
No, no.
Well, see,
this is the spot where I think my toothbrush should go, and then suddenly it's like 3 miles away. That's not on you.
Yeah, but at some point, like. Do you just cave?
But the issue is not...
And
is,
put it where you... She's going to put it anyways?
Well, that's the thing. Is like they change their mind every
day. That's true.
One day they think it should belong on the left cabinet. The next day they think it should belong on the right cabinet. I think we all, as husbands, would concede. Okay, where do you want it placed?
Yes.
I want it placed here. Okay, sweetie, no problem. The issue is the next day, it's no longer here. It's there.
Yeah.
No one's going to put up a fight on where their toothbrush is at. The problem isn't where the toothbrush is at. The problem is that they consistently change their minds.
Yeah, my issue with that has been my wallet, where like I just put it on the couch next to me because I'm going to do my chauffeur up there the next day as well.
Uh-huh.
So when I leave, grab my wallet and go. And then sometimes I'm like having to call her while she's at work.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, where'd you put my wallet? She goes, oh, it's on the table.
So my wife's car has 2 sets of keys, and I tell her, give one for me, and you can have the other one. Because she always misplaces her key. And anytime I'm looking for her key, like I have to like ask her, and she gets annoyed that I'm asking her. So I was like, sweetie, just let me have one of the fobs.
Yeah.
Just give me one. You can do whatever you want with the other one. I'm never going to bother you again. Okay. It sounds like a great idea. I have my area where I put my keys. Mm-hmm. It never fails. It's always gone. She doesn't know where she put hers, so she takes the one designated for me.
And then
so that whole idea of me having one of her fobs is a day long.
And then they're both gone?
And then right, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting asked the same question due to not learning from it, especially in work situations. Agreed. That's very annoying. I can't stand as a delivery driver when it's pouring down rain and they see that you're soaking wet and they tell you to stay dry. You know what? I think I do that. Not that exact example, but like when people are outside on a hot day, I always tell them to stay cool. Which could be the very same thing
as that.
It's
very similar.
Yeah, which very now similar. Thinking it out loud, they probably do have the same reaction as this junkie does. Like, well, okay, well, I'm in 100-degree weather. I'm not going to stay cool, you jerk.
Yeah, we our sidewalk, like, floods. It's, like, the only part of, like our house. Like, it's on some kind of slope.
Uh-oh.
So, like, it, like, floods a little whenever it rains.
Uh-huh.
The other day, I ordered food, and I was, like, I texted, I put a message in the delivery app. I was, like, please let me know when you're here, because I was going to open the garage. So I could get it from the garage.
So you didn't have to get wet?
They didn't do it.
Maybe they didn't see it.
Maybe they didn't see it. I see them coming up the driveway, going on this thing. Open the door. 2 shoes.
Oh, right into the water.
And I could tell. I was like, oh, those socks are wet.
That sucks. Did you give them a pair of your socks?
No, I just gave them a better tip. I upped the tip a little bit.
Yeah, it's rough.
Felt bad. I was like, I tried to stop you. But
yeah. You tried to help. You tried to be helpful.
I tried.
You tried. Lane splitting is illegal in Texas, according to Google. Nope. Everybody's – our text line is completely upside down on that law. No one knows that law. Not returning a shopping cart instantly. I know you're a bad word human. Yeah, that's a good call on that one.
You suck if you do that.
The proper way to turn left at a median. That's a good call, too. You're supposed to go around the car, not in front of the car. Everybody goes in front of the car. That's a good call. My pet peeve is missed it. When you're turning right and the person in front of you isn't, but they don't move over and you're stuck waiting for the light to turn green, that is my all-time biggest pet peeve. That happened to me today, and I was so mad. So mad. Like, you could go – there's nobody in the left lane all the time, too. So they're just like, you know, it's kind of, you know, I'm going to chill out here in the right lane and block traffic and ruin the lives of 10 other people when you could just easily be in that lane over there. I hate that. I always shake my head in disappointment at the car. I try to make eye contact in the their rearview mirror, and I just go like this. Like, I'm not going to yell at you. I'm not going to honk at you. I'm just going to shake my head in disappointment and know I'm very disappointed in your behavior.
That's a good call.
That's what I do now. Because I don't want to get shot.
Yeah.
And then if they you know, tried, they came out with a gun, were you shaking a head? I'd be like, oh, I was watching the game.
Yeah. Like, I was watching the Astros lose.
These stinking Astros are terrible.
This Mike Burrow's guy sucks. It's a good reason.
Yeah.
It'd be a very good reason.
Because there's really no, like, I mean, if you're laying down your horn, there's really no.
Oh, yeah. I don't honk anymore. Doubt. I stopped honking.
Right. There's no doubt with a horn. Like, you lay down the horn, they get out, they're going to shoot you. Yeah. Well, why were you honking your horn? Well, it was because you were blah, 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 blah. If you just shake your head in disapproval, you got a bunch of outs.
Yeah, because they might not even see it.
They might not see it.
And also,
they might see it and adjust their ways in the future. They might get out with a gun, be like, I'm going to shoot you, and be like, I wasn't to you. I got the game on.
Watching the game on the phone with my wife.
Paul Skeens is no hitting the Astros.
Yeah.
They didn't get a Branham. They didn't move the runner over. people use don't exit an airplane correctly, and they one that lean seat back. Okay, I don't know what that text means.
I'm guessing that means the people who are in the back that try to go to the front.
Can't stand that.
It's the worst.
It's so bad. Like, me getting off this airplane is more important than you getting off this airplane.
It's just not.
And here's the thing. Like, if you're late for, like, a connection, you know how to get to the front? Excuse me, sir. I'm late for my connection. Here you go. Here's proof of it. Can I please get by? Of course. Absolutely.
And, like, also, like, my experience with flying is if they know, the flight attendants know there's a lot of people on a flight with a connecting.
Yeah, they'll
They will say, hey, there are 12 passengers on this flight that have to get on this plane so they can get to San Antonio. Please let them off first.
Please stay seated and let them pass,
Like, unless a flight attendant says that, like, even I'm just like, like, you're probably lying, unless they show you the photo.
Like, even then, like, I'll believe them.
Yeah.
Like, I'll take their word for it. If they want to lie to me over something like that, well, that's on you.
Yeah, you're just
but, like,
scum.
I'll get up, but I will get up and I'll stand in the aisle. Like, like, if I sense somebody, like, if I'm in row 15 and I sense somebody from row 19 scooting up, I will stand in the aisle. I will be a roadblock for justice.
What's the proper etiquette for the people that get on the plane late and are sitting, like, their seats in the front of the plane, but they got to get their luggage in the back?
Yeah, they probably should have to wait.
That's what I think, too.
They need to wait.
But then they try to, like, sometimes they try to, like, fight through
to
get it.
I mean, a good flight attendant, though, is going to get the luggage and bring it to them before that's an issue.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if that doesn't happen, you got to wait, I think. Pet peeve is people driving all the way up and then forcing their way over. So I kind of do something similar with the planes. I will, like, if there's a left lane that's about to end and merge into the right lane, I will get in my line, but I will have one wheel, my right wheel, right in the center lane, right in the middle, and I will have most of my truck in the left lane.
So it kind of stops it?
Yeah. So people don't try to pull that. And if they do pull it, they're going to go like all the way around, which just shows they're behind a little more. Shows you what kind of people they really are.
I like that move.
I don't let them by.
Yeah, I try not to. Unless I'm like, this person's coming no matter what. They're going to get in front of me. Like, they're going to hit me, basically.
Yeah.
It basically turns into a game of chicken. I'm just like, am I going to stop and let them in, or am I potentially going to get hit because they're going to come in anyways? Which is it's a bold move. I don't like it. But.
Mm-hmm. Office pet peeve, the mouth-breathing yokels who finish the pot of coffee and don't start a fresh one before noon. Unspoken rule. That's a good call. Elevator made me think about Chick-fil-A and people flying around you to get the better drive-through. I agree with that. I think you should wait at the fork and then go into the drive-through lane that opens up. Like, that's where the line should begin, and then once the lane opens up, you go to it.
Chick-fil-A by me doesn't have the fork anymore.
Oh, really?
Mobile pickups on one side, normal drive-thrus on the other. So everyone's just kind of, you're in one lane.
I don't like the dual lanes because of that.
Yeah.
Because of what happens there. All right, 713-780-ESPN, HRMP, listener line. NBA Finals begin tonight. What are our favorite storylines? How much is the NBA Finals moving your needle? 713-780-ESPN. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5. First, I want to tell you about the greatness that is Federal American Grill. Federal American Grill is delicious. Everything on the menu is fantastic. Get on over there. Get some Federal American Grill in your life. You're going to love it. Whether it's for dinner and you're enjoying those every tasty thing that they had, the Freedom Burger, you want to get a good burger? They donate $1 to every burger sold, too, to Camp Hope, by the way, which helps our veterans who are fighting PTSD. Everything on the menu is great. Janice's meatloaf is phenomenal. Great salad options, great appetizer options. Book your reservations now, in fact, at thefederalgrill.com. You can order straight from the website on thefederalgrill.com, too. You can reserve your event spaces. It is event space season. Birthdays. My sister's birthday today. She should go to Federal American Grill. But anniversaries, work retreats, whatever the case, Federal American Grill is the perfect event space spot. And they have multiple private event spaces at all six of their Houston area locations. Shepherd, Hedwig Village, Katy, the Woodlands, downtown, River Oaks now is open as well. It's the perfect spot for your events. Also, 3 until 7 every single day. Every single day from 3 until 7 is social hour at Federal American Grill. Stop wasting your time in traffic. Stop dealing with merge lanes. Stop dealing with those rude drivers around you. And go enjoy the immaculate vibes at Federal American Grill social hour every day from 3 until 7. A great place after you're off work. Great place to kickstart your weekend on a Friday. It's just a great spot, period. $10 appetizers. Every appetizer is to die for. Delicious. Great variety of drink specials as well. Federal American Grill. Exceptional food meets Southern hospitality.
ESPN. 97.5.
It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, I'm Jeremy. NBA Finals start tonight for all you basketball junkies. AJ's a basketball junkie. AJ kills it with his basketball TikToks. I enjoy those.
Thank you.
713-780-ESPN. How much is this moving your needle, Joe?
I'm pretty excited.
NBA, we're carrying them.
Yeah, we're carrying the finals game, so tonight it'll start right after Destination 2026. So we'll join like halfway through the pregame show, but we'll carry all seven games or however many games it goes.
Oh, hot take. It's going seven, according to Joe. Seven games. Six. So you're excited about it. Scale 1 to 10, how much is the NBA Finals moving your needle?
I'm probably at like a 7.
7. Where were you Western Conference Finals?
Probably about a 7.
I was probably about at a 10 with the Western Conference Finals. I'm probably about a 5.5 with the finals. I'll be honest. I was way more interested in the NBA final or the Western Conference Finals than I will be NBA Finals. Now, this is kind of the conversation we were having the other day. Is like I slowly get invested into these series, whereas Western Conference Finals, I was hooked game one. It didn't need to sell me. NBA Finals kind of need to sell me for me to be captivated.
Yeah, we get like that overtime game like we got game one of the Western Conference Finals tonight.
Knicks still an early game?
Yeah.
Because I think the Spurs win this in 5. So if the Knicks win an early game in the series tonight, I was like, okay, like we got some intrigue here.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see just how this plays out. Like the Spurs are way ahead of schedule. I just saw this. They would be the biggest odds to ever win the NBA Finals. From the preseason odds, they were plus 6,600 to win the NBA championship this year.
Knicks?
Yeah. No, the Spurs.
Really?
Yeah.
Sheesh. I feel like I got them in a bad spot.
Yeah, you did. You got a plus 500?
550, I think.
Yeah. So you got a way bad spot.
Let me double check.
But that's interesting. You know, Wemby took one shot in the fourth quarter of a game 7.
Making the right play.
Like, didn't dominate the game in the way we thought. So, it does feel like this is a moment again for the NBA where we could be witnessing just the culmination of the best player in the league. So I'm very interested by this. The Knicks are a good storyline too.
It's plus 700. I have Spurs at plus 700.
Nice.
That's better than I thought. But still not plus 6,600.
Count that as a sweat of the day?
No. Unfortunately, no, you can't hop on my success.
Thought we'd try.
I mean, maybe they lose the series, though, and it's not successful.
That's true.
We'll see. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'll have it in the – it'll be a laptop treatment for me tonight. Eric Gaines getting the TV tonight.
The thing that's hard for me is, like, it kind of gets phone treatment for me.
Oh.
We'll just kind of got the two jobs. Like, I got two baseball games I got to watch tonight.
There you go.
At the same exact time. So, like, it does have to get, like, demoted a little bit for this. It is a little weird that we're going to be on vacation, both of us at various points of during a majority of the finals.
Yeah.
So it doesn't also, it doesn't feel like, I'm excited for it, but it does, because of that, doesn't become like a super priority after tonight's game for me.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it'll be a tight series and it'll force us into it being a priority. I think the Spurs win it in five. You have a prediction?
I got Spurs in six.
What is your prediction, AJ? You have
Spurs in six as well.
Spurs in six. I got the gentleman's sweep.
Yeah, I think Jalen takes two games at the end there.
Okay.
Like, I think he's good enough to close out.
I think the Spurs have the athleticism and the positional size
they do
to make Jalen Brunson's life hell.
I mean, and those guys, like, they just like, didn't miss any shots in that game seven. Like, they came up so clutch. It's just weird because you look at the Western Conference Finals, and the Knicks are not the Thunder, obviously, but every game's a blowout basically after game one until game seven.
Like, yeah.
It's just these back and forth 20-point games. Like,
no, they weren't great games other than game one and parts of game seven.
So that's where part of me is like, I feel like if that trend continues, then like, I feel like the Knicks can get two of those. Like, they can get, you know, they're going to win that first game at Madison Square Garden.
I saw that there was some line movement for today's game after it came out that Scott Foster's officiating game one. Because apparently Scott Foster's record when the Knicks are playing is like, I think they've won like seven in a row.
Oh.
Or covered seven in a row, something like that.
Yeah.
So they're getting that game's getting some Scott Foster treatment, which the NBA might need the Knicks to take game one to garner interest in the series. Like, I'm speaking for myself. Like, my interest, again, I told you, was, what, 6.5 versus where it was 10 Western Conference Finals? If the Knicks steal game one, take game one, that interest all of a sudden becomes a 7.5 or an 8, because now I think it actually could be a competitive series. So perhaps game one is getting Scott Foster Knicks treatment. maybe the hit is in for game one.
Just to lead to that gentleman sweep, we're getting the Knicks in the first game of them.
I mean, the NBA would love for a finals to be competitive.
Oh, yeah.
So getting Scott Foster treatment in game one would make a lot of sense.
It definitely would.
Now, the Spurs, maybe they're taking some criticism. They were telling season ticket holders to, like, hey, don't resell your NBA final seats on unauthorized sites. Is this fair or foul, do you think?
I think it's foul.
I think it's fair.
It's just hard for me. Like, it's... I kind of, like, I don't want to put it in that different of a category than the people who get upset, like, who boo. Like, you pay for your tickets. You do what you want with them. Now, do I think, would I sell my tickets? I don't think I'd go to every game.
Yeah, I think there should be a thing as loyalty points. And I think those people who have the best loyalty points get the first dibs on tickets that they want. So I have no problem dinging fans. Like, if you're going to sell, you're going to sell. But you need to know that it comes with some sort of repercussion, like, when it comes to the loyalty points. I believe in loyalty points. I don't like it when fans resell. Like, yes, it's in your right.
Yeah.
It's within your freedom. You bought the tickets. You know, you can resell your tickets. Those are now yours. But I also don't think it's unfair for a team to say, okay, if you're going to do that, we're going to give loyalty and priority to other people who don't, and they're going to get first dibs on thing where you're not. Well, so I think that both sides are totally in their – you know, have the rights to do whatever they want.
See, I wish there was a way that, like, when you signed up on, like, Game Time or SeatGeek or whatever, that, like, you were, like, locked into your team and other people could see it.
Yeah, it'd be
like, I wish I could, like, set my tickets, like, and be like, only someone that has an account that is established as a Texans fan can buy the tickets. Because, like, I hate to dink someone for saying, like, you know, there's four games potentially going to be in San Antonio. All right, what if you don't want to go to all, what if you can't go to all four? But, like, if you could make sure you could sell it to a Spurs fan, I don't think you should get dinged for that. Because they're only doing this because it's, you don't want Knicks fans to fill the Spurs stadium. Like, that's the purpose of it. Like,
exactly.
If there was a way to, like, guarantee a sell to another Spurs fan.
No way to do that.
There's not, though.
No.
But,
no,
like, because it's, like, it's just tough. It's, like, it's a four-game series. Like, it's, like, I think it's different than the NFL.
Seven-game series.
Well, four games at home, sorry. Potentially. Like, it's different. It's one playoff game in the NFL versus potentially four. Like, you're not probably going to go to all four.
Yeah. All right, 713-780-ESPN-HRMP, listener line. Let's get to our junkie of the day. Who is your junkie of the day. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 975. First a moment on HRP, Human Resources and Payroll. They're great. They're never going to leave the coffee pot empty. They drink the last bit of coffee before noon. They're always going to make a new pot. They help you. They help business owners. HRP is great. It's Cougar owned by my colleague. Go Cougs. Used to protect the Heisman Trophy winner. Now he protects businesses. Chris Fisher's over there. They have the best people at HRP. You're going to be in good hands when you trust HRP to help out in your business. And business owners, let them help you. They can help you with HR compliance. They can help you with benefits administration, payroll, onboarding. They can help in any of those areas or all of those areas. Maybe just one of those areas. You don't like the compliance side. Let HRP help you. You don't want to handle the benefits side of things. HRP's got you. Onboarding new employees, that's no fun. HRP's got you there. Payroll, lots of numbers. You're not good with numbers. HRP's great at numbers. No boxes with HRP. It doesn't matter how small the job, how big the job, HRP is going to tailor a plan for what is in the best interest of you, what's in the best interest of your business, whatever your business needs help with the most. You're not reading off some menu. They're going to sit you down and tailor a plan for exactly what you need. And their technology, it's the best in the business. You're going to love their technology, and you have to be able to trust technology in 2026, and you will with HRP. But what sets HRP apart is that service. Their customer service is elite. It is next level. You'll never talk to some stranger. You always talk to someone who knows you, very familiar with your business. Give them a call. See how they can help you. 281-880-6525. Let HRP tailor a plan for you. 281-880-6525 or visit them online at HRP.net. That's HRP.net.
This crazy world is home to all kinds of junkies.
I got a junkie for a wife. Don't eat nothing.
Some worthless junkie.
We're adrenaline junkie.
Because I'm a news junkie.
Okay, I'm a Twitter junkie.
An elephant that's a junkie.
But only one can be the junkie of the day.
You're acting like I'm some kind of ski junkie.
What loser will be the winner? Find out with Jeremy and Joe.
Shut the f*** up, junkie.
All right, junkie of the day. Who's your junkie of the day? 713-780-3776. Joe, who's your junkie of the day?
I'm going to go, because I think this is a weird idea. Doesn't mean it's not going to work. But because of some weird TV dispute, the Michigan-Duke game that was supposed to be taking place at Madison Square Garden is going to be played in a baseball stadium.
Really?
They're going to play at the Marlins Park.
Junkie?
Why does it matter where the game's played for the TV thing?
I don't know. I guess it's just like whatever deal. It's something to do with Duke's special deal that they have with Amazon. Led to like where the game was going to be aired and Madison Square Garden got booked up. Which I think is a hint that your Cougs game is going to be on December 21st.
Why?
Because that's when they were supposed to be playing at Madison Square Garden. Duke.
Well, I think that's the Jimmy V day.
Oh, is that Jimmy V day?
Duke's playing that day already at Madison Square Garden.
No, they're not.
There's a doubleheader. No, what? Michigan. They're playing somebody else.
Oh, they're playing someone else. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're playing Georgia. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're supposed to have another game against Michigan at Madison Square Garden, neutral site, but now it's going to be being played in Miami.
I wonder if that's considered like their territorial rights, because they always played MSG. They played MSG quite a bit.
Yeah. I just don't get why the game's in Miami.
Maybe that gets out of their territorial rights. I don't know.
But like, are Duke fans in Michigan? I guess they will.
Duke travels.
I think they'll fill up.
Duke will travel.
Yeah. It's going to be weird seeing a basketball game being played in a baseball stadium.
Especially Miami.
Yeah.
It has to be a territorial thing. It
must be. Because it's like, this is strange.
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't realize that happened.
It just broke. Like Matt Norlander just broke it from CBS Sports.
Really weird. Tijuana San Diego tunnel update. They found $45 million worth of cocaine.
Okay.
The underground tunnel between Mexico and San Diego was discovered under a buy for less store.
Okay.
So I guess that was their front. Authorities found a nearly 2,000-foot-long tunnel, 55 feet deep, 4.5 feet high, with electricity and ventilation. Over 2,200 pounds of coke was seized from the store. Four people were arrested.
That's it?
They all face a maximum penalty of life in prison and a $10 million fine. That's rough. That's a crazy one. Also, sensitive Yankee fans, junkie of the day, Tom Hamilton, the great Tom Hamilton, roasted Jazz Chisholm. Take a listen.
That'll bring up Jazz Chisholm. Well, he predicted the Yankees will win the World Series. He did that last night on the Jimmy Fallon show. Pretty amazing. He got on the Jimmy Fallon show batting 239.
Sheesh. He killed him. He killed Jazz Chisholm.
That's funny.
It's funny to see a personality do that.
Yeah. You know,
TV broadcaster do that.
And Yankees fans were very upset.
They were sensitive about it. Oh, they're opposing broadcaster Rip Jazz. He's not wrong, though.
He's 100% right.
That's some East Coast bias right there, yeah. If I've ever heard of it. They're not doing that with a Baltimore third baseman hitting .239.
They're definitely not.
Not doing that with Isak Paredes.
No.
Why isn't Isak Paredes getting Jimmy Fallon treatment?
Great question.
You know? Some East Coast bias. I love Tom Hamilton. Sensitive Yankee fans. And then the Houston had the lowest UFL attendance in the league. The UFL season's done. I think they're ahead of the playoffs, though. Houston didn't make it. The lowest total of average fans per game of the 18 league belonged in Houston. They averaged 5,683 people. The second lowest was Dallas. Dallas had 6,449. What this tells me, Texas doesn't care about the UFL, sadly. But Houston, lowest UFL attendance. So I guess the junkie you hear would be UFL teams in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, look, thanks for the bobbleheads. We appreciate it.
Jim Kelly.
I'm not surprised.
Nah, not surprised.
First of all, they weren't good.
The bobbleheads?
No, the team.
No. Oh, they weren't?
Yeah.
They weren't like, I think I did see that. 4-6 or something like that.
That doesn't help. And I don't know. I think people are just having a hard time getting behind it. All the name changes, the league changes, coaching changes. Like, it was so great in 2020. Was it? Yeah, 2020 before the world shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But they just can't get it back.
Was it really great then?
I mean, it looked like there was a lot of people at the Cougs Stadium.
Yeah. They're having fun. I never went to a game.
They were undefeated.
I never went to a game.
But looks like the magic's gone.
Junkie says, I nominate Joe for saying he leaves his wallet on the couch. You're just asking for a lost wallet.
On the couch?
That is a weird spot to put a wallet on the couch.
Just put it next to me.
You put it like on the bar or like, you know, a nightstand or a table. You just put it on the couch? Like on a cushion?
Yeah, just sit next to me.
Yeah, not great.
I know where it's at. Unless she moves it.
Yeah, but it's so easy. Like, people sit down and it pops off. Couch.
We have two couches.
Yeah, I don't know.
One couch, one's our couch.
Destination 2026 coming up after us. NBA Finals after Glenn Davis, the great Glenn Davis. What's winning here? I kind of like the Yankee fans.
Yeah, for sure. Yankee
sensitive
fans.
Yankee fans.
Yeah, they're soft.
Yeah, they're losers. Soft about that. Great Tom Hamilton roast. All right, you're the winner, sensitive Yankee fans. Sorry about it, you bandwagon Yankee fans. It's going to do it for us. Thanks to AJ for all the hard work. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Thanks to Wyatt, too. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Houston. Good night.
ESPN 97.5.